Asian Network reports.
First tonight, police are investigating that the gunman who shot dead six Sikh worshippers at a temple in the US had links to racist groups. 40-year-old Wade Michael Page, a former soldier, was kicked out of the army before becoming a singer in a neo-Nazi band. He was shot dead by police after his attack at the Gurdwara in Wisconsin. President Obama has been speaking about what happened.
In this country, regardless of what we look like, where we come from, who we worship, we are all one people. And we look after one another and we respect one another.
Well, Kuldeep Singh is from the group United Sikhs. He's been helping the families affected.
People are in still shock and trauma. The community is got together and they all are in solidarity, standing for each other. But still, the victims and the family who lost their loved ones are still in tears. They are shattered. It's a slow recovery, but it will take some time.
We've been hearing stories of bravery, including how the president of the Gurdwara died trying to protect it and trying to protect those that were inside the temple.
I saw his wife still was in tears. She couldn't even speak a single word. And the way the president died while tackling the situation inside the Gurdwara, he tried to bring down this gunman, the shooter. But the good point was, while he was struggling, he bought some time for the police outside and the media to get prepared to protect the community, protect the Gurdwara. So that was a sacrifice that he made inside the Gurdwara.
How do people feel there about suggestions that the gunman was linked to racist groups, to white supremacist groups?
That's what the FBI in the briefing told us. And we were still questioning that how these groups are so prominent in the United States. And one of the challenges that we are facing is that we don't know how many of such peoples are out there in large. We definitely need more information of this, about these groups and how many of these kind of groups are there with so much of hatred towards certain community. That makes us a little insecure in the United States. And we hope we will get more information, but we are, on the other hand, we are really proud the way the situation was handled by the police and all the 27 agencies who worked and coordinated very good efforts within a few minutes of the call of this incident, and they came together to protect the community.
Did President Obama's words provide any kind of comfort?
Yes, it did, and that was something that community was looking for, and they needed it most. And President's words were very consoling, very motivating. It built the faith back on the system.
And we're hearing that Gurdwaras and other ethnic communities have stepped up security at their places of worship because of fears of copycat attacks.
Yes. Right now, the Gurdwara is all secured. The FBI is taking control of that. We are not allowed, the community is not allowed to go in the Gurdwara. After this incident happened, all the Gurdwaras in the United States, they were all anticipating any similar attack in other places of worship. So I think that was very proactive and very positive measure from this police departments in various states.